Sweden, Radio Sweden, wonderful station. Listen to the radio, you can hear every song in the nation. Sweden, you can't beat them, just join them. Radio Sweden, you can't beat them. Listen to Radio Sweden on
5-2-4.
What are these people talking about?
Just some sort of rubbishy Radio Sweden propaganda. Unsinn.
That's right, folks. This is that biased thing they call the Radio Sweden Saturday Show on 254 meters and short waves.
What he's saying is that Radio Sweden does admittedly make you think seriously about life. But it's good fun all the same.
Try a dose of Radio Sweden at 11:45 p.m. Central European Time on 254 meters or on short waves.
Professor!
Yes?
Tell me, are the rumors true?
No, 1,000 times no. Your wife and I are only good friends. I was merely helping her up from her fallen down reclining position last night. It's all lies.
No, Professor, I mean the rumors about new studies on smoking. They say it's been proved that smoking is not so very dangerous for your health.
It's good for you, good for you. Good. And you can get wonderful prizes from the coupons you save in the packets. I'm saving up for a stainless steel lung. You see, my old one's nearly had it. I think it's the porridge my wife gives me, or else it's the Radio Sweden coffee.
Yes, 9 out of 10 Radio Sweden doctors say smoking is completely harmless.
For the cigarette. And it may get burned up too, but remember, there are plenty more where that one came from.
Let's take our roving microphone out into the streets to find out what the people think. Madam?
Yes? Yes.
Could you tell our radio listeners, why do you let your little girl smoke cigarettes?
Well, it keeps her off the streets, don't it?
How does it do that, pray?
You mean it don't? Come here then, you little brat.
I know, Mum.
Give me that cigarette and the coupons.
Yes, folks, another tragic case to remind us of the benefits of the weed tobacco. It may have some harmful side effects, but remember, you can't smoke and swear at the same time. I think I'll just light one up now, just for fun, folks. Oh, damn it.
Radio Sweden. Multinational.
No. Radio Sweden International. Multinational. We'll try it again, please.
Radio Sweden International.
Is that better?
Almost, yeah.
Oh, you dance divinely.
Oh, thank you, Corporal.
Does disco really rot your membranes?
Tune in frequently to the Saturday Show for the perfect disco antidote.
Real music.
That's what we teachers out at the police training school call an attention grabber. Makes them sit up in class. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the world's oldest profession. The world's second oldest profession, the policeman's. It's a trade that provides both fun and adventure. As a policeman, you will meet many famous lawyers and often have the opportunity to engage them in stimulating debate.
All right, Marmaduke,
We know you're in there. Come out before anyone gets hurt.
Go and wash your socks and tomato soup, you lousy cops.
My client demands to see your charges in writing. Besides, he was only borrowing the car. He thought that shotgun was a chocolate one. He won the money playing bingo in the church hall.
How about the fingerprints on the knives, then?
What knives? Oh, the knives. Listen, a child can work that one out. Unfortunately, we don't have a child here at the moment, so could you call again tomorrow?
Join the Swedish police. Mix with society and rich people. If you've got the calling, we've got the shooters. The Swedish police.
I lie, you lie.
We don't like.
I lie, you lie.
We don't like.
Insert here the name of the Radio Sweden of your choice.
10:15, Stockholm, Sweden.
Other fancy pants. You listen to Radio Sweden?
You need pants to listen to Radio Sweden?
No, but you need a dress to write to Radio Sweden, the Saturday show, Radio Sweden, S10510, Stockholm, Sweden.
Would a very long shirt do?
The Saturday show, Radio Sweden, S10510, Stockholm, Sweden.
Do you like watching the stars at night, Freddy?
I think they're watching me. I just saw one move. It's coming this way.
Don't be a silly Freddy. Come on, give us a kiss now.
Are you excited by the idea of life coming to you out of the air through the night irresistibly?
Then you're probably a Radio Sweden fan.
The sound is
Roger Waters sound and music. The Pops from Radio Sweden.
Associated Non-Commercial Television Monopolies Incorporated present
The Saturday Show.
Radio Sweden's weekly feature, What Goes On Behind the Cowshed Muck Pile, this week takes a look at farming, the modern way.
Lieutenant?
Yes.
Is that bloody Lieutenant?
Yes, General.
Take a look at these maps, sir. Look here. Sector G14. I think it badly needs bombing. crop dusting. Some of those berries there and flowers in that sector are dangerously close to blooming.
Blooming what, sir?
Oh, stop that idle chatter, lad, and get those planes into the air.
Yes, sir.
Abel Baker Breadloaf to Charlie Last Tango in Paris. Roger? No, this is Kim, actually. You're Roger. I'm just trying to disguise my voice.
Chief. No, I meant... Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, Chief, I've spotted a berry down there. I'm going after it, sir.
Sorry, madam, I didn't mean to approach you from behind quite so quickly.
Nasty crop duster pilot, take that!
Ow!
And no, that!
Madam!
Berry pickers, mushroom gatherers. We must unite and fight these horrible crop dusters before their chemicals poison every berry and mushroom in this country.
What can we do?
I know! We collect pilots and make pilot jelly.
Pass the jam, Mum.
Pass the jam? What, son?
Pass the bloody jam before I get so irritated I bite your bloody kneecaps off, Mum. Mum, this jam's got a pilot in it.
Sorry, son. Green Gardens of Babylon in it.
You're always teasing me, Mum.
My fault. It's because I'm bought it down in the...
And so, the great cycle of ecology... turns again, from berry to pilot, to breakfast in the age-old way. Next time you eat a pilot, think of all the little fishes happily thriving on radioactive car exhaust fumes. It makes you sort of wonder, does it not?
Soviet Russian Navy News Camera presents the glorious promotions of Hero Admiralsky Igorov.
Kirov!
And here we see glorious hero Admiralsky Igorov in his previous job, a submarine fleet commander. On his last assignment, a glorious, well, you know about that now, yes, he asked one of his submarines to find a rock in the Baltic Sea. Quick as an ox cart, submarine finds one. Da-da-da, a submarine only slightly damaged to, yes, rock belonging to Swedish glorious brotherly peoples. And here we see them waving so happily to submarine with traditional Swedish sticks and a motorcycle chain. Oh, no, a glorious hero, Admiralsky Igorov, continue his meteoric career. At the youthful age of 59 and a half, Admiralsky now become head of playground activity in Minsk South Lenin Elementary School. Among new and inspiring duties,
teaching young Russians to get their roller skates into foreign military areas.
Teaching young Russians how to entertain 50 friends while locked in a cupboard for 10 days.
Teaching young Russians how to find new friends after that.
And just to prove Admiralsky's glorious devotion to motherland, is spending every free weekend and the Lenin holiday in the Siberian salt mine. And I'd rather it was yours than mine.
Glorious revolutionary joke to end Soviet Russian Navy news camera.
Some friends on the air, they got kneecaps and hair, and you're listening to the Saturday Show. Radio Sweden, Stockholm.
Communist swine!
Capitalistic pig!
Communist swine!
Capitalistic pig!
Many marriages get off to a bad start. However, in the Swedish mixed economy system, marriage is only one of several ways to start a fight.
I love you dearly.
Ouch!
Oh, give us another kiss, darling.
You're so sweet.
Your teeth are like pearls.
Shall we just have a cigarette on it?
Married, single, or mixed doubles at Wimbledon, Radio Sweden has something you won't like. Give us a try, darling.
How long's this program going on for, Henry?
Another 15 hours at least. Make us a cup of tea, love.
I'll have to make you a barrel, Henry.
Radio Sweden is just what you make it.
I love it strong with two lumps.
Take part. Send your letters to Radio Sweden, 10510, Stockholm, Sweden.
Say something obscene, darling.
All right. Radio Sweden, the people who put the turd in Saturday Show.
Oh, darling.
Now you know, we put the turd in the Saturday Show. When you gotta go, you just gotta go. We put the turd in the Saturday Show. Don't let go. Put back the turd in the Saturday Show.
Radio.
Radio Sweden Saturday Show, the sort of thing that shouldn't really be allowed, not even between consenting adults.
Let the boys blow on the Saturday Show.
And now, here is the choir of the Swedish weapons manufacturers with some Christmas greetings to all their English-speaking customers.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 Bofors cannons, 7 high-speed rifles, 6 armored tanks, 5 hand grenades, 4 radar scanners, 3 mini-missiles, 2 machine guns, and some napalm in every jungle tree.
S-A-T-E-R-D-A-Y-S-H-O.
Yeah, you can't spell.
Oh, no, I got a cold in the nose.
Not smell, spell. You can't spell Saturday Show like that.
But anyway you spell it, the Radio Sweden Saturday Show smells fine.
Ow!
Fine.
Yes? What do you want? Who are you, anyway?
I'm from Radio Sweden. I just want to tell the world to be nice.
Oh?
Radio Sweden, I just want to tell everyone what to do to end wars and stop starvation and stuff like that, so it'll all be nice and we can play Frisbee together and exchange
Radio Sweden, confused radio for a confused world.
What?
Because of the incident with the Swiss businessman, the already tight security is to be tightened. This on the principle that the tighter security is, the more foolproof a system is, the bigger the crash when it does break down. Well, that or some other principle. New security measures will include
a ban on visitors to Sweden bringing their own clothes. All will be provided with a standard suit or dress at the border, at a nominal cost of twice the figure you would imagine it to be.
Your luggage will be replaced by a standard suitcase of standard possessions. Donald Duck comic book, a tube of herring-flavored toothpaste, a guide to the sewers of Stockholm, and a postcard of the king's uncle's second cousin's Volvo.
And lastly, visitors will be provided with a standard Swedish joke to tell if really in need. A little book enclosed in a glass case will be issued with the notice, "In desperate need of joking, break glass, please."
A standard Swedish joke, though. Isn't that Fingal Larsson sitting over there? No, Fingal Larsson is dead. No, he's not. He's moving.
And finally, if you do make an unfortunate joke which is not understood to be a joke by a Swedish official in uniform, then here is how to say in Swedish, "That was only a joke."
Hey, hundred era jävla svin, vad fan gör ni? Satans, kom här och luras. Jävla skitförbannade satans indianer. Jävlar, jävlar, jävlar!
Let's see now. I hope someone's at home. I haven't got much time.
Hello.
Hello. Ulla Woollystone here. Hope I'm not disturbing you, old
I'm
chap.
Sleeping.
No, good. Well, look, I wonder if you could help me.
Who are you? Who is it?
Are you over 21 and under 100?
Actually, I'm 121.
Oh, wonderful. You'll fit perfectly. Report for duty at Government House tomorrow morning. You can be Minister of Smoking, Sport and Alcohol.
But...
Now then, 2 down and 17 to go. Got to move on. Got to get a government together for tomorrow.
Hello. It's 12:30 at night. Who is this, please?
This is your leader, Ooh La La Woollystone. Madam,
Can you count up to 100?
What?
I need a Minister of Finance.
What do you take me for?
Oh, what a pity. Well, in that case, you can be Defence Minister then. All right? Now then, how many more? I've got a few more. Just try another number at random. 4.
Hello. Good Lord, what's the meaning of this? It's the middle of the night.
Prime Minister Designate here. Can you spell the word neutral?
N-E-W...
Now, that's good enough. I'm happy to inform you that you are the new Swedish Foreign Minister. Do not insult the Americans. Do not insult the Russians until you've checked with me or my secretary first and try to be nice to the Chinese. Good night.
And so the long search continued throughout the night. By morning, the only post that hadn't been filled was that of Energy Minister, or Energio Minestrone, if you're Italian.
Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, good morning. Listen, this
morning.
Is the Prime Minister. I need your help desperately. Do you know anything at all about atomic energy and its dangers?
No.
Wonderful. Splendid. It is my honour to inform you that you have been appointed Minister of Energy in the new government.
Pen pal through Radio Sweden.
You may see a stranger.
You may get to know each other, marry, have babies. Your kids grow up and they listen to Radio Sweden and get their own pen pals. It makes life worth living, doesn't it?
What a wonderful
to you from us.
Almost anything can happen on Radio Sweden.
Oh. Some people hate Radio Sweden so intensely that they never miss a single program.
And now, the Radio Sweden undress. Our shoes, a tie, our trousers, and a long winter cheese sandwich.
Wait a minute, some sort of mistake here.
And now, the Radio Sweden address. Our Radio Sweden, S10510, Stockholm, Sweden,
the Saturday Show.
Time check. It's half time. Time to ask your cassette to turn over or.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! Let me out! Let me out!
This is a live, pre-recorded announcement on tape. Your cassette is now lying on its back, waiting to be tickled.
Let me in! Hey, let me in! I want to get back to the Saturday Show! Let me in! Let me in! Let me in!
Oh, let me in! Let me! Oh, let me in! Oh, oh.
Hello, who's there?
My name's Garbage, of Garbage, Refuse and Dirt Incorporated. Now, we wonder if you have any old music you'd like to dispose of.
Look here, young man.
What? What's all that? What?
Sorry, old man. Radio Sweden does not regard music as a disposable item. It should go on and on and on and on and on and on.
I say, recycle that fellow immediately.
Radio Sweden prepares you for the new year.
1978. I say, Kim, what's your new year resolution?
Revolution?
Yeah!
Death to the capitalist pig lackeys and the warmongering Wall Street oppressors! Kill for peace!
No, Kim, you're too highly strung for politics. I said resolution, not revolution. New Year resolution. You know, something you want to accomplish in 1978.
Oh, well, let's see. I'd like to see a better world and...
I, Sweden, intend to make 1978 one of my best years. I think I shall begin by getting rid of inflation. By calling it something else. Let's see. Ballooning value? No. Monetary size increase. That's rather good. That way we can call it MSN and levy an MSN tax towards the end of the year.
Oh, yes, what was that dream now? A better world with no trouble or strife. It was a beautiful dream. What was it? Oh, yes, just letting the leaders get on with running the country.
Kim.
Oh, it was such a lovely dream,
Kim,
Roger.
Are you all right?
It was so beautiful.
I think you've had too much politics.
Oh.
You need some therapeutic, simulated Saturday show reality. Why not try this?
But it looks horrible, Roger.
It smells horrible, too.
Radio Sweden presents How to Eat in Sweden.
First, you open your mouth. Then you put in the food. Then you shut your mouth. It's simple, isn't it?
Food is not the only thing for which Sweden has a reputation. There is also the Saturday show from Radio Sweden.
Pas vrai, les enfants?
What about me?
Turn it off!
Non, cette discussion, disais-je, à IWB, elle n'est plus la même qu'avant.
What are these people talking about?
Just some sort of rubbishy Radio Sweden propaganda. Unsinn.
That's right, folks. This is that biased thing they call the Radio Sweden Saturday Show on 254 meters and short waves.
Radio Sweden presents ABBA's White Christmas.
And now, for all you lucky citizens of the overdeveloped countries who need a tranquilizer or two after a hard day's work, may we present that little-known Swedish phenomenon...
Kiddies, please buy plenty of records till you're 20.
Keep us in business, too!
And when you are 20, keep on till you are 30.
Keep us in business, too!
Yes, it's those four lovely Swedish musicians.
Hag never felt better. Ah. Benin better bandersons. Ah. Fried a chicken today. Ah. And born to be Olvamus. Ah.
Yes, it's ABBA. Ah. ABBA and the story of the latest campaign they've lent their names and faces to.
Yes, the lovely Swedish singing quartet can be seen all over this fair country in a poster campaign, letting the people of Sweden know that they are going to have a white Christmas.
Don't get us wrong.
They're not claiming in this White Christmas campaign that they can control the climate. Guarantees no, they're not that rich.
ABBA are referring to a slang usage of the word white in Swedish, meaning dry, without a drop of alcohol. 3 days of self-enforced prohibition. A worthy thing to encourage at the best of times.
Particularly for a group that frequently resorts to champagne, even on their record covers, when celebrating successes.
It's Boxing Day at ABBA Towers. The quartet have assembled to round off the Christmas holiday, celebrating yet another successful year.
Glass of milk, Ben, in bed of Anderson's?
Orange juice, please, fried. Oh, this is a very strong orange juice, fried.
I'll put some extra lemon in it, dear. Just one little joke. Hey, Bourne, isn't it nearly midnight?
Dunno, Hagnever. I'll just turn on the radio.
This is the radio, it's nearly midnight.
Oh, yes, babe. I think it's nearly midnight.
Oh, then Christmas is over, Bourne. We can start drinking again. I'll never do a commercial like that. It was horrible. Now, Mr. Bubbly.
Wait for the pips, Hagnever.
It's 12 o'clock. Here's the news. The Christmas holiday is over. And they're on and told us underwear.
Time now for our new panel game, What Is Life? On the panel tonight, Sir Hans Fitzglove of the Channel Islands and the very Reverend Potty of No Fixed Address. What's your comment, Sir Hans?
Life. Life is rather like an orange. It's delicious, except for the peel and the pips.
And Reverend Potty?
Oh, no, it's not. It's like a sardine tin, except for the bones.
All three of these young men are wrong, except the lady in the middle, and what a muddle she's in.
Radio Sweden, a non-commercial station free from irritating competitions and quizzes. There's only irritating music and talk.
Absolutely correct. Give that poor fellow a banana.
Bravo, bravo, señor.
Gracias, señor, señores. Mafiando pueblo, hacienda, mañana.
This man is just pretending to speak French. If you find his comments offensive, then the address to write to is...
The Saturday Show. Radio Sweden, 10510, Stockholm, Sweden. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you hear the one about the Norwegian who locked his cars in his key? No, that's not right. Let's see. He locked his keys in his car.
Radio Sweden frowns on racialist humor, especially racialist humor combined with drinking. Join Radio Sweden's campaign to keep the airwaves.
Hey, what about the Norwegian who locked his keys in his car?
Well, he had to get a locksmith to get his wife and family out.
Join Radio Sweden in frowning. Radio Sweden, the best in modern sound radio with free airwaves and an added ingredient, kilohertz. And believe me, listeners, it kilohertz me as much as it kilohertz you. Radio Sweden, the best in modern sound radio. Volume control at your disposal. Radio Sweden offers you bag mail.
Over now to a listener in Brazil, a chicken actually, asking where this road is he's meant to be crossing and is it to be found in this country.
Newsreaders.
All over her dress. And that brings us to the end of the news. This bulletin was compiled and presented by me. I also did the typing. Sound was by engineer. Costumes by mail order. And a water carafe by an angry young lady in a blue nylon coat. Special effects were by birds on the antenna. And casting was by the boss.
We've also got disc jockeys.
All right, campers, K-Big time is 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock right here on the Big Sound, K-B-I-G. Coming up right now, another big, 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 biggie right here in the heart of K-Big country. It's 5 minutes past the big hour of 4 o'clock, and this next number is so big it won't even fit on our turntable. It's 3 feet wide and tall as the sky.
So we've got bag mail, we've got newsreaders, we've got disc jockeys, and we've got very little else. Join us at Radio Sweden in saying things into microphones and hearing them come out of Japanese equipment. Radio Sweden.
The laws of statistics, we are not just a mass of people on the face of this earth. We are a mass of individuals, and our individuality is reflected in our listening habits.
Turn the bleeding radio off! Take that radio! Take that radio!
Radio Sweden guarantees to bring out the individuality in you.
That's so wonderful.
I want to eat them up.
Munch, munch.
Pretty tough bunch.
Press your lips up close and wish that you were always here.
Oh, lovely disc jockey.
Hey, what are you doing, Fred?
Oh, I'm making an hole in me wall, Jim.
Why, Fred?
So as I can have an hole to cover up when I get my free Radio Sweden poster, mate.
This is but one of Radio Sweden's free services. We also give away pen pal lists, penance program schedules, and what's more, the most controversial letter writers are rewarded with a copy of our souvenir record.
Another way to win the record is to send us a good joke, lad.
Radio Sweden, 10510, Stockholm, Sweden.
Tune in now before it's too late, 'cause it's the Weird Radio and you know it won't wait. So sit yourself down while we give it to you straight.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Radio Sweden asks the vital question, Joe!
Hey, wait a minute.
Watch out.
I thought you were all going to sneeze with me.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Music okay. Came in and killed us.
Wait until we finish
sneezing.
Are we going to
say chew at the same time, Roger?
No, no, no. Wait,
achoo.
Yeah, don't you repeated the R again. R, achoo. Just R, choo.
Tell me, young man or woman, now why do you feel this urge to drink?
My bus conductor doesn't understand me, Doctor.
One place where you'll get even less understanding is on the Radio Sweden bus.
Say something obscene, darling.
All right. Radio Sweden, the people who put the turd in Saturday show.
Oh, darling.
Now you know, we put the turd in the Saturday show. When you gotta go, you just gotta go. Put the turd in the Saturday show. Don't let go. Put back the turd in the Saturday show.
Radio Sweden Saturday show, the sort of thing that shouldn't really be allowed, not even between consenting adults.
Let the ball winds blow on the Saturday show. Woo!
Radio Sweden Drama presents Social Anthropology, adapted for radio in 3 installments. Here is episode 47, which is a repeat of episode 74, run backwards. It's entitled Stinks and Instincts.
I don't know what to do.
4 hours to go to bed. Four hours away. What am I going to do?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm going to pine away.
A fascinating social experiment has just been completed in Sweden. A family of 4 have had their TV removed for 7 days, during which a team of 89 specialists observed every single development.
Telly instead.
What do I do?
I want the telly. I want the television screen. That's the best kind.
It was noted that the number of disagreements and quarrels tended to increase. It was almost as though they just didn't know what to do when the box stopped entertaining them. Finally, they were given an alternative.
I say, chaps, and of course, chappesses, it's getting rather late, you know, so look here. Here's a solution. Here's a common or garden steam radio. Now, why don't you drown all your sorrows in the Saturday show? The jolly old Saturday show.
I know what to do.
Yes, wonderful,
you know,
show,
what to do.
Yes,
yes,
the
we all
jolly old
do
Saturday
lovely,
show.
Oh.
In keeping with the traditions of Christmas, here now is the radio priest, Padre, what's the Paternoster, with a Christmas message to all our listeners.
No, Padre. I said the Christmas message, not the blessing. The blessing comes after the service, Padre.
Sorry. At this time of the year, we in the church like to help the poor and the lonely. Now, I know some of you might be wondering, why particularly at this time of the year? I mean, surely the poor and lonely are just as poor and lonely all the year round. Well, that's a very good question, and I'm pleased that you've asked it.
Well, chaps, today I'm going to tell you about a new Swedish defense measure aimed to trap enemy submarines that enter our archipelagos and carry out espionage. This new measure is based on the principle of deception. It has come to our notice that a naked female body, seen through a periscope, presents quite an interesting sight for a naval officer who has been underwater for 6 weeks. Well, now, because of this, our army colleagues are busy organizing a series of nude bathing sites around all our important military establishments.
Sir?
Yes, Corporal?
Beg permission to join the army immediately, sir.
Well, I admire your enthusiasm, Corporal, but the answer, I'm afraid, is no. Now, as a little exercise, I thought we'd study the magnetic attraction of one of these nude booby traps. Now, we're almost 100 meters away from one right now.
Come on, men, abandon boat!
Here is a public service announcement. Swedes eat less meat than almost any other Europeans. Now, just what does this mean?
It means that instead, Swedes eat doors, chairs, tables, and trees, filing cabinets, left shoes but no socks, old tax returns, and radio listeners.
For further details, write to Radio Sweden, S10510, Stockholm, Sweden. Welcome to Radio Sweden's Income Tax Guide 1976. Today we're going to study chapters 1 to 34, all concerned with the question, do the rich pay too much tax in Sweden?
Taxes, taxes, there are too many taxes.
Too many taxes, Gav, I don't know. You're lucky to get one at all on a rainy night like this.
No, I mean taxes, not taxis. Anyway, what's a taxi doing in a radio studio? You can't park that here, you know. We've got work to do.
Look, mate, you called me in the first place.
No, look, I mean, I said
yes,
taxes.
You did. You said taxis. Thank you, mate.
Are you sitting comfortably, dear?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a government which wanted to take away money from the people who worked the hardest. Some of these people began to hide their gold in caves guarded by the nice elves of Liechtenstein.
But Mummy, wouldn't this have the effect of draining the country of capital needed for investments? If profits, Mum, if profits are allowed to leave the country, unemployment results.
Now go to sleep now, dear. Sleep, yes.
A taxi! A taxi!
Yeah, what you want?
I want to go to Liechtenstein, quickly, with this secret tape of the Saturday show. Step on it!
Right, mate!
Hey, wait for me! Wait for me! Wait for me!
Sweet, 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 sweetie.
sweet, 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 sweetie. Get sweet on Radio Sweden.
Get sweet on Radio sweet, Sweden.
Sweet, sweetie. We don't eat meat on Radio Sweden.
Except the occasional sweet, sweet, sausage or two.
Sweet, sweetie. Get sweet on Radio Sweden. Sweet, sweet.
Get sweet on Radio Sweden, but watch out for those cavities. Two are called Roger and Kim.
It's Veggie Radio.
This is your left speaker.
This is your right speaker.
If they are not in the right order, turn around, stand on your head, and listen backwards.
Without falling over.
We have now locked you up in your right speaker.
Some people find it difficult to make decisions. You have obviously made a very sensible decision to buy this record.
And what's more, it contains 57,025 grooves.
One might almost call it
groovy. There are now 57,024 grooves to go. It's 57,023 grooves. Oh, my mistake, 57,022 grooves.
Bargain, a bargain.
57,021, still going down, 57,020 grooves, 57,019 grooves. Oh, baby.
Radio Sweden.
Radio Sweden.
Sweden.
Radio Sweden.
Sweden even.
You're joking.
All right, I'm joking. Radio Sweden.
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 Radio Sweden. Radio Sweden.
Good night, good night. And sleep so tight, the sounds are low on a Saturday show. Time to slumber till it's light. Sweden's wishing you good night. The bedtime spot on the 254, it's yours.
So, did you ever hear the one about the Saturday show that went on and on and on for 13 years or so?
Until they had to go to Norway and make a cassette of the damn thing. Wonder if anybody would ever want to listen to this sort of rubbish.
Oh, I don't
13
so.
Good years, though, weren't they, Kim, actually? History of radio. Do you think we'll get into the Guinness Book of International Radio Handbook or whatever it is?
I think we'll get into the Guinness Book of Rubbish.
Do you think so?
It's time to close your eyes and dream away.